Celia rummaged through the party stores, kept fresh by being underground, looking for something of a late-night snack. It was no secret that elves did not need to sleep, and so she would spend her nights meditating. Tonight she felt restless, though, with an inability to focus. She had given up temporarily for the solace of distraction, and so far it was working out well. Her hand came across a round, sleek shape in the rucksack, and Celia paused with delight momentarily, pulling it out. It was a bright red apple, and she brought it to her lips almost immediately, releasing her jaw to take a bite. As if drawn by the mere action of eating, she felt her hand around the cap of her shoulder.
"Having trouble sleeping?"
he asked with a sarcastic emphasis on the word sleeping. Celia looked to her left to see the whole image of him, and he moved to face her, pushing her backwards with a fluidity that almost felt like swimming. She did not know where he was guiding her until her bottom landed on a nearby tree stump, and Astarion had kissed her deeply. He flinched and pulled back a moment, grabbing the apple from her hand and tossing it over the water.
"Hey!"
she cried, as the last apple plucked into the water and began floating downstream. She didn't care for long, as Astarion wiped her mouth with his finger gently, peering at her as though she was hiding something from him.
"Let's slip away,"
he told her, more than asked.
"Why did you throw away my apple? It was my last one,"
Celia asked stubbornly.
"Well, imagine if you no longer eat the fuel of the living, my dear. Would you think it still tastes good when you have to sustain yourself off the life force?" he said with his typical flair.
"Why not? Apples are delicious,"
Celia said with a frown, still lamenting her loss.
"You're delicious, darling,"
Astarion said, gripping her tightly, his voice dancing like music near her ears. A shiver ran down her neck as excitement poured through her body. Maybe excitement wasn't the best word to describe it. It was more anticipation. His bite had been sharp and painful at first, but had become more erotic with time. And she found his demanding nature off-putting at times. Celia found herself unable to resist him. Everything he did or said was like magic. And she found herself wondering if perhaps more was going on than just affection. The thought had crossed her mind more than once, wondering even if vampire spawns had the ability to mind control mortals. The thing that confused her, though, was that it didn't feel like she was feeling something she didn't want to. It just felt as though she were being slightly more reckless than she might have been normally. Always pushing slightly on the edge of her tendencies into a new normal that sometimes felt a little strange. She gasped as she felt his tongue lick the seam of her neck, following the curve down from her ear slowly and deliberately in one quick movement, his whole body seemed to shift backwards as she reached out his hand to assist her off for a seat. Celia took it in a mild daze, unable to contain the pink in her cheeks. And Astarion's eyes flared wildly as he pulled her up into her arms.
"You should try to contain yourself, even just a little, my love," he spoke huskily into her ear, using one hand to smooth it down. "Your pulse has quickened, and your blood is gorging itself in certain..."
He paused, unable to keep his focus, before continuing again. After gulping,
"places."
Astarion reached out with insane speed, his hand running forcefully down her side and planting itself in between her legs.
"You've got me," he continued blessedly, "all excited, and now I'm having trouble containing myself."
His hand returned to her hip, sliding it towards her back and pulling her towards him firmly. Celia could barely utter a word. She felt completely enwrapped by him, and likely wouldn't have complained should he have chosen to take her right there and then, in plain earshot of the entire camp. This might have caused some later fiasco with their companions, though, and she was thankful when he broke her trance to lead her away from the spot by the river. As their bodies left the intimate vicinity of each other, she felt her faculties returning. She felt clear-headed again, and felt the sting of embarrassment flood her mind as she followed him past their encampment and into the ruins of the nearby building. Astarion turned his head to look at her for a moment, saying,
"It's not that bad. Why even think of such things?
Are you using the tadpole to pry into my head?" Celia asked with mild annoyance.
"Not really,"
he responded without much emotion.
"It's just sort of a back and forth. I can just hear what you're thinking without trying much of the time, especially when we're intimate," he added, with his head facing forward again.
"Why can't I hear what you're thinking then?"
she complained, feeling as though this arrangement were one-sided.
"Don't you though?" he asked with a velvet smooth tone. "You can't feel how steered you've made me."
He turned to face her once they made it through the dilapidated doorway, leading her into the clearing that used to be a room. There was already a blanket on the floor with some candles. Celia realized that he had come ahead of time to make the ruined home more comfortable before seeking her out. She paused, thinking about the candles for a moment.
"My mother, we can both see in the dark,"
she thought to herself. Astarion rolled his eyes brusquely before chastising her.
"Must you focus on such dull things? It's just atmosphere, darling. Romance. Come here,"
he said, grabbing her almost roughly.
"Now, stop thinking,"
he whispered seductively,
"and just feel."
His voice was like a drug having an immediate effect on her, her body going near limp as he caught her in his arms and lowered her to the ground.
"It's better,"
he crooned her, smoothly unbuttoning his vest. With unmatched speed, she tried to remove her own leather jerkin, but found her hands fumbling incessantly Astarion smiles slowly, his cheekbones forming high peaks under his eyes, as he lowered his hands to unhinge the straps on her armor, releasing one strap at a time until her bosom peered out. She could feel her heart beating out of her chest and sense Astarion's elation in response.
The irony, my dear, is that the more I provoke you, the more rattled I make myself. It's an electable cycle of stern passions.
He spoke slowly. His breathlessness had returned, and Celia thought she felt a steeled restraint from him suddenly.